And finally today, it goes by many names, Deflategate, Balghazi, PSIgate, well, whatever you call it, Patriots haters can't overblow the scandal enough.
And the scandal we're talking about is the NFL's discovery that some of the footballs used in the AFC title game Sunday between the Patriots and the Indianapolis Colts were underinflated.
Joining us now for a full accounting of the alleged deflation is Ben Volin, who covers the NFL for the Boston Globe. Hi, Ben.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. What is the latest on Deflategate?
The NFL has determined that the Patriots did use underinflated footballs in the first half of Sunday night's AFC Championship game victory over the Colts. Now, the investigation is still ongoing, and the NFL has officials in Foxborough talking to Patriots employees, also trying to get in touch with the game officials and the ball boys and anyone else involved, just to determine now why the balls did become underinflated. Was this a deception by the Patriots or Bill Belichick, Tom Brady? Was it the ball boy acting on behalf of someone? Was this the officials not following proper protocol before the game and checking all the footballs properly? Or was this possibly something naturally that happened in the cold weather on Sunday night? There's still many unanswered questions, but as of now, the finger has not been officially pointed at the New England Patriots.
Okay, so outside of Patriot Nation, it's pretty easy to say that everybody thinks the Patriots did it.
There's a lot of Patriot haters out there across the league, people who are tired of them winning all the time. This is their sixth Super Bowl in 15 years. That was their ninth AFC Championship game. And Belichick certainly has lost the benefit of the doubt with the 2007 Spygate scandal. For a lot of fans out there, the Patriots are always cheating. This is another example of them breaking the rules. This time they finally got caught. Let's say that the league does determine that in their investigation. I don't see this as the most significant crime ever committed in the NFL.
Alleged
quarterbacks,
crime.
Quarterbacks often scuff up their footballs and doctor them to their liking. But that said, the Patriots have lost the benefit of the doubt. The NFL has to come down on them with some sort of punishment. They've got to fine the organization and potentially look at removing a draft pick, just because this strikes to the integrity of the game and what happens on the field. And the NFL, Roger Goodell, has not had a good track record this year of handling off-field investigations. He needs to make sure that he gets this one right.
Some of the general rules we should probably go through here, and that is that the average football can vary in weight. What happens to a ball before it gets to the game? Because it seems like it goes through an awful lot of hands. There are an awful lot of checks that would not let something like this happen.
You're right. Let's go over the chain of custody here. So before a game, each team provides 12 footballs that they want to use. Each team uses their own footballs. So the Patriots have their own balls, and the Colts have their own balls. They give them to the officials 2 hours and 15 minutes before game time. The officials check the pressure of each one of those footballs. It's supposed to be between 12.5 and 13.5 pounds per square inch. And then the officials mark off the balls that pass inspection. They put a little marking on them. The balls are then given to sideline attendants who are employees of the team, but they're not supposed to leave the custody of the ball boys and the sideline attendants. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are not supposed to have access to the footballs. Now that's where the question comes in. Were they able to get their hands on the footballs? Were they able to affect the deflation at all? People are looking at Bill Belichick for this, but I feel like Tom Brady is probably the person to be looked at more significantly for this. He's the guy who would tell the ball boy, hey, this is how I like the football at this pressure. He gives them a good feel. It's common practice for quarterbacks to rub up the footballs or add a little air, take a little bit out to get the footballs to their liking. Aaron Rodgers, the MVP quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, he admitted yesterday that he likes to overinflate the footballs beyond what the NFL allows because he likes them nice and tight. So this is a common practice across the NFL, but the Patriots, they were the ones caught with their hands in the cookie jar, and you know, a softer football on a rainy night in Foxborough makes it a little bit easier for Tom Brady to grip and a little bit easier for his receivers to catch.
Okay, now here's the question, though. The same ball is in play for both teams at one time, so couldn't either team benefit, whether they're defense or offense?
Well, that's a good point. See, the Colts reportedly were tipped off by this. They intercepted Tom Brady at the end of the second quarter. The Colts player brought the ball over to his sideline, gave it to a sideline attendant.
Because it felt strange to him.
He was the person, the Colts ball attendant was the one who thought it felt strange. So, yeah, maybe it helped DeQuell Jackson come up with the interception.
Why, at that point, did they not confiscate all the balls.
We at the Globe were told that the officials were notified of this problem at halftime. They then tested each football twice with two different gauges, and that's how they were able to determine that the balls were underinflated. So presumably they corrected this issue at halftime, and the Patriots outscored the Colts 28-0 in the second half. So even if they were using these underinflated footballs, it's hard to say that that was the only reason why they won this game. The strange story in all of this is how the officials who touched the ball on every snap were not able to determine that the balls were significantly underinflated. It just makes you wonder how common this really is, and how often the officials just are unaware that the football does not meet the league's specifications.
No question, though, that the Pats are going to the Super Bowl.
No, there's no question the Pats are going to the Super Bowl. They will be out there in Arizona on Monday, and they will be playing in the big game.
Ben Volen covers the NFL for the Boston Globe. Thanks a lot, Ben.
Thank you very much.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station.
Our show is produced by Amory Sievertson, Alex Kingsbury, Emma Jean Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, and Jamie Bologna.
Tim Skoog is our executive producer.
And our technical director is Tim Skoog. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi.
Did I get that wrong? My apologies. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi, and we're happy to have him part of the team. Welcome aboard, Hitesh. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.